Hey everybody, it's Friday.
Woohoo!
Yes, and we're so glad it is Friday, and we just is living it up while beginning again. And I'm Scott with my lovely wife Teresa, and I think we have a good topic to go into this weekend.
Yeah, because a lot of people can get out of control on Friday night,
sure
Saturday
can.
Night,
yeah,
Sunday night.
Well, anyway, honey, why don't you read the topic?
Okay, well, it says, when we reject God's control, our life is out of control. So we're going to discuss today how to put him back on the throne of our hearts.
That's right. And we got that from Jeremiah 2, 24 through 25. It says, you are like a wild donkey.
Who's he talking to? He's talking to Israel, right?
Yeah, he sure is. Sniffing at the wind at mating time. Who can restrain her lust? Those who desire her don't need to search, for she is going to run to them. When you stop running, when will you stop running? When will you stop panting after each other's gods? But you say, save your breath. I'm in love with these foreign gods, and I can't stop loving them now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's really something that Jeremiah, who is the prophet of this book, was comparing Israel with a female donkey at mating time.
Yes.
Running to at one male donkey after another to satisfy her lusts. You know, I'm glad no one ever referred me to me as a donkey. There's another word for donkey, which I'm sure I've been called, but this is kind of funny. Israel was willing to try out any god without even thinking about it. She was so out of control. And you know, honey, that's kind of like us. When we reject God's control in our life, we'll find ourselves out of control, like we've already talked about. And we'll mindlessly start chasing after the old addictions that brought us to the destruction in the first place. So I just, you know, I want to say that we need to recognize how helpless we are against the pull of all these dependencies that we have.
I know.
You know, when we just got to put our life in God's hands. And that's the only time when we'll begin to experience his power and help us begin again.
That's right.
So, you know, don't be like the donkey that he's talking about here. Just going to and from another dependency, another addiction to satisfy. Because the longing and the void can only be filled by God. That's the only one.
Yeah, that's right.
And your life just spins out of control because you're not stable.
Yeah.
You're not going to him. Mm-hmm. And like we talked about yesterday, those things are only temporary. They don't last. And, you know, once you've given your life to Christ and he's got your heart, you know, that desire sort of may kind of mess with you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now you just really don't want to do it anymore. So in those early stages of giving your life to Christ, it's kind of a battle, you know, because now it's like you have this Holy Spirit in you that's putting these checks in you now of what's not good for you, what's grieving him, where before you didn't have that.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
So that's a great thing because, man, he's the greatest high there is. And once you fall in love with him, we want to pray right now that everybody listening will, that God, you'll just cause them to fall in love with Jesus.
That's right.
Because once you do, and like we talked about idolatry yesterday, and now we're talking about addictions and getting out of control, once you fall in love with him, you're going to think about him all the time and think about pleasing him, just like you do when you're in love with somebody else.
That's right.
Have you ever been in love and you don't, you can't say that you've ever been in love with Jesus? Well, that's exactly what it's like. And you just think about him all the time, how to please him, what's he up to next, spending time with him. It's just so amazing. All this other stuff, you know, it just grows dim.
It does.
It just grows so dim.
It does.
In the light of who he is.
You know, we said we're going to discuss how to put him back on the throne of your heart.
Yeah.
And that's by giving him control.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'll really realize you never had it so good.
That's right. I mean, you'll say, man, I didn't want control anyway. My goodness. I mean, you know, once I thought I had control, you know, that's when things got really messed up.
Yeah.
By giving control back to God, I mean, you're putting him back on the throne of your heart.
That's right.
You're putting him number one. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's why rejecting God's control in our life just makes us go a different path. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree,
honey? Yeah. It's like I was saying, you never realize that you had it so good until you give him total control. And you say, well, how do you do that? Well, obey him.
Mm-hmm.
And that may sound restrictive to some, and you think, gosh, I'm not going to have any fun. When he changes you, it's the best fun you're ever going to have.
That's right.
And if you want that in your head, and the trip just hasn't made it to your heart, well, just tell him that. And say, I want what I'm hearing about. I just need you to help me. You're praying in his will. If you're mm-hmm. praying that sincerely and you really mean it, there's nothing left for him to do except that.
That's right.
And that's when the fun starts.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And you say, well, I prayed that prayer and nothing's different. Well, you know, you thought maybe you weren't entirely ready.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that knows when you're entirely ready. Maybe some of it, yeah, is okay. And you've got some victory here, but still you're struggling. And think, well, you must not have been entirely ready. Only God knows that. It's all about that. He knows you better than you know yourself.
He sure does. He absolutely does. You know, I tell you, you know, when you get out of the path of his control, you know, in the flesh, and you know, in the natural, I mean, it's we all want to be in control. I mean, let's not, you know.
Well, we just flew yeah. to Florida, and people say, well, you don't really like to fly. No, I like to fly. I just don't want to crash.
But yeah.
A lot of it has to do with control.
It does, you know, and it's natural for any of us, you know, to want to have control of a situation. Mm-hmm. But by praying about the situation, you're putting God in control. And so that's where I think we miss the mark. You know, people say, well, I try to be in control. Well, everyone tries to be in control mm-hmm. of some things. But are you praying about it first? Mm-hmm. You know, are you giving God his due when something is coming up? And instead of just jumping out there and doing it, are you praying about it? Well, by doing so, mm-hmm. by praying about it, you're giving him control.
Yeah.
And so that's where the freedom comes in.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, that's where it comes in.
Absolutely. And like we mentioned in the very beginning of this podcast, the weekends are always a great time to get to spin out of control because of an addiction,
mm-hmm.
because you can't help, you know, you can't help it because you don't have the tools that you need. Well, we're telling you what you need. And if you're really, really ready, God's just waiting. He's already knocking at the throne at your door of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And just let him in. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, being out of control, that's what you need to tell him.
That's right.
The Bible says that no one can come unto him unless he draws them.
That's right.
And he's already drawing you. So just let him in. You'll still have fun. It'll be the biggest adventure of your whole life. Losing control and handing it over to God is the biggest party ever.
Yeah.
And obviously, those that have addictions don't mind being out of control. So, it's nothing new.
Yeah.
Now you're just giving it over to God.
That's right.
So.
You know, and when Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Sounds like to me, he's the person to give your control to. I mean, he is the only way.
He is. He is the way.
And since he's the only way. Yeah. So since he is the way, then he's the one that needs to have the control. But, you know, there's sometimes, you know, I know there's people listening right now that's thinking, well, you know, I try to be in control of everything in my life. And you know, God wouldn't want me because that's the way I am. You know, you're talking about giving him control. And you know what? The first part of giving him control is giving him your heart.
Yeah.
If you don't give him your heart and your life and tell him that, it's very, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible to give up control. Well, we're encouraging you to do that today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
You know, I know there's some people out there listening right now saying, oh my gosh, yeah, I want to give Jesus control of my life. You know, my life's not going the way that I planned it. Well, you know what? Start praying what God has planned for you. God has wonderful things in store for you if you just ask Him. Mm-hmm. And just let Him have control. There may be some of you out there that have prayed that prayer to give your life to Jesus years ago, and you're just realizing, my gosh, I never really gave my heart to Him. Well, today's the day. If you're praying this prayer with us, yeah, just know that you're saved. You know, and this, we're going to pray also that you'll just give control over to Jesus. So please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want to have control anymore. I want to give you control of my life, my heart, and everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. And
let the Holy Spirit lead you to a church this weekend if you're not already in one.
That's right.
Let the traditions go and the one that's closest to you and just pray, Holy Spirit, lead me where you want me to attend church.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what a great week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready for a new season.
That's right.
And we're grateful that y'all are sticking with us. So, and keep living it up.
While beginning again.